Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Children Are Afflicted by Their Parents' Sins, Already in Progress.
My own son, whenever he was growing up, and I only give him about 4, 5, 6 spankings in his whole life, not very many. But anyway, whenever he got grown, he said, "Dad, I only got one thing to say about you." He said, "You were too much of a wimp." He said, "I ain't going to be that way with my children." He said, "I'm not going to let them get away with the things you let me get by with." He said, "You should have spanked me many more times than you did." Here a while back, I was over at the house, and one of his little girls, his oldest little daughter, was doing something. And I'm sitting there watching, thinking, if that was me, I would bust her bottom, I guarantee. And he lets her get completely by. And he said, "If you don't straighten up now, I'm going to get you." And she said, "Oh, Daddy, you wouldn't give me a spanking, would you?" And so she finally walked away. And after she walked away, I looked at him and I said, "Yeah, sure. You wimp, you. You said I was too much of a wimp. I said them kids get by with far more than you did." And God, that's the way God is with us. Aren't we glad, Miss Jackie, that he lets us get by with lots of things? But whenever he does, we don't want a spanking from God, do we? No, we want to walk in obedience to his word and do what he says. So from that scripture that we've talked about today, if somebody comes to you and tells you that you went to the Living Savior Church and they told you that sickness and sin are directly related, are you going to remember enough of this to be able to take them to the place and show them? Sickness and sin are directly related. In fact, we went down to a teaching the other day and we were listening to Henry Wright and here in Dallas, and he said he believed that about 85 to 90% of all sickness is caused by sin. But he won't go there for 100%. But I'm going to tell you, it's 100%. You know, if you don't sin, you won't be sick. You will not be sick. Because God said in his word, I'm going to quote you these scriptures. Exodus 15:26. I want you to look at Exodus 15:26. And I want Cheryl to read that for me.
And said,
there it is.
"If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and wilt do that which is right in his sight, and wilt give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I, God, will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee."
Okay, from that one verse under law, if you obey God and do what he says, how much sickness does he say he'll take away? Isn't that something? But what do you got to do? You got to be diligent. You got to seek him. And you got to obey. Is that what he said? And if you do that, then, okay, Exodus 23:25.
Exodus 23:25. "And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee."
Okay. Then that one right there. If you serve him and do what he says, how much sickness does he promise to take away?
All.
Wow. So if you obey him, how much sickness are you going to have?
None.
Okay, Deuteronomy 7:15. Deuteronomy 7:15. We'll show you three verses, and then we'll quit on this. Deuteronomy 7:15.
"And the Lord will take away from thee all sickness, and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest, upon thee, but will lay them upon all them that hate thee."
So in that case right there, if you obey him and do what he says, how much sickness is he going to take away from you, Miss Paula?
All.
Now, do you like that girl?
Love it.
Okay. I can pick on you because you're one of the newest healed girls in the place.
Yes, sir.
You've been sick for 20 years. You're so grateful now you're well.
Very grateful.
Oh, my goodness. You know, when you've been sick like this poor girl was, and going to a good church, but they just didn't know about healing. They did not know about healing. And so Wow, all those years. And then Miss Betty drug you out here, I think.
And I haven't left.
Were you resistive when she told you to come out and listen to us talk about healing? Huh? You were a little bit resistive?
Yes.
You wasn't too sure it was real, were you?
No.
I told her I'd quit fessing at her if she'd come one time. I would not ever say another word.
If she'd just come one time.
And I watched, and her mouth was open the whole time.
It's been a year, a little over a year now.
There's two kinds of people. There's those that hate me, and those that you love me. So you see, when you teach the Word of God, we preach exactly what it says, and a lovely woman like her has been sick 20 years, gets healed. Yeah, I know, yeah. Her husband was here the other day when he was saying, I can't keep up with this woman no more. Wow. So if we will obey the Lord and do what He says, I mean, read His Word. And that's probably the biggest area we mess up in. We don't read His Word. We don't know His Word. I got tickled a while ago. I tickled a young man back there in the back. I sat down beside when I first came in. We were talking about Scripture. And I told him, do you know any Scripture? And he said, yes. And I said, good. Quote me your favorite 100. Ooh, that changed the way he looked at things. My favorite 100. Well, maybe I got a favorite 2 or 3. That, I told him, I said, that's when we'll get it. Does God, when God says, study to show yourself approved unto God, what do you think He means? He means for you to study His Word, right? Hide it in your heart. And if you'll hide His Word in your heart, and He'll let you get by with 2 or 3 for a while. But after a while, 2 or 3 ain't going to be enough. He's going to want 4 or 5. And then that ain't going to be enough. He's going to want 10 or 15 or 20. I remember this lady. She had these sores all over her face. School teacher. Think about Miss Jackie when I think about this woman. School teacher. Wonderful lady, loved God with all her heart, but she had no idea about the healing power of Jesus. So she done something that was very dangerous one day. She did exactly what Paula did. She listened to a friend to get her to come to a different kind of church that teaches different things. And so she went, and this preacher was teaching on healing. Well, she started writing down all this stuff. So she kept coming to, listening. She finally got 35 healing scriptures written down. Okay, every day she goes to school, drive down the road and come to a light. When the light's red and she stops, she had one scripture every day. She'd read that scripture, and then the light turned green. She'd lay it down and go on. Get to the next light that's red, pick it up. She read a scripture a day until she had all 35 of those scriptures committed to memory. After she had 35 scriptures committed to memory, she said one day, okay, Lord, I have 35 healing verses committed to memory. Now then, next Thursday, when I get home from school in the afternoon, I'm going to have no more bumps on my face in Jesus' name. I thought, why did she pick that day? Why did she pick Thursday after school? But that's where her faith was. So that morning, when she's getting ready to go to school, she goes in, looks in the mirror, and she thought, well, they're better than they were. But she still got them. She goes to school. She comes home in the afternoon, comes running in, and goes in, looks in the mirror, and guess what? They're all gone. She's totally healed. Final scripture we're going to stop on. Daniel 1:17. A friend of mine, a good young man, young, good Christian boy, knows Jesus. Cheryl and I know his parents out in Mexico. He's a good boy. He loves God with all his heart. Hardworking boy. He finally met a young lady. I mean, we've all prayed for him, a wife. And he met her at IHOP, up in Kansas, I think it is, where that Kansas City. But she is Spanish. And she doesn't speak really very good English at all. And he doesn't speak very good Spanish. So they wanted to get a language that they could both get. So she wants to learn to speak English. So she found this scripture in her Bible. Daniel chapter 1, verse 17. Read it, honey.
As for these four children, God gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams.
So she found that scripture, And she read that verse every day for 1 month. Every day. And asked the Lord to give her perfect English. All wisdom, all knowledge, all understanding. And the morning of the fourth week, when she woke up that morning, God had downloaded into her English language, and she can speak English as fluent as anybody you ever seen. Use that verse right there. Now, if you go to God and ask Him to do something, what is the limitations?
Nothing.
Yes, the limitation is right here. Yeah, it's us. Whatever we can believe Him for, because for God, there is no such thing, is there, Miss Paula?
No.
No, He has no limitations whatsoever. Mike, God don't have no limitations, does He?
None.
He can do anything you can believe Him for, right? Guaranteed. Just think, who would have ever thought? I probably never would have even thought of that. Lord, let's look for a scripture that we could stand on to get this woman to be able to speak perfect fluent English. Somebody said, you're crazy, let her go to school. Now that's where we live. But she went to God and read that verse every day for a month, and then she could speak perfect fluent English. Wow. So our God, the one that we serve, that so many people say, won't do this, He won't do evil, He won't put evil on people, He can't create evil, He will never make you sick, He will never kill you, He would never kill a child. This scripture today we went over kind of throws all that out the window, doesn't it? Wow. Wow. Father, I praise You and thank You for the Word. I thank You that I live in an era that I have the Word of God, that I can read it and study it, so I can know what You say and not what somebody else says. I want to know what You say. And Lord, by knowing what You say, that's how we get people healed. We get people to repent of their sins and claim the redemption from the curse, and we kick out the devils, and they get healed. And they get healed by the multitudes. Lord, I thank You. I thank You for being the merciful, mighty God that You are. How wonderful You are. Lord, we're so grateful that we serve You, the King of Kings, which is nothing impossible with You. Thank You, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Children Are Afflicted by Their Parents' Sins, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we would be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.